Blog Talk Radio.
Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Gerard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Gerard, aka G Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Gerard.
Six five is where I reside. I woke up Friday morning, rise and shine. I got dressed and went outside to my Mustang 65. That's my ride, and I rolled on. I went to Long Beach. I was walking on the strand. I saw this beautiful girl, sun tanning in the sand. She had yellow skin, and she looked so fine. She blew my mind. So I walked up to her, and to my surprise, she had slanted eyes. I asked her where she's from, and she said Japan. She came to America because it's a free land. Ooh-wee, I agree with you, girl. I want to take you to South Central L.A. Come with me to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And we rolled on. We went to South Central L.A. to 65. That's where I reside. Big Five is where I reside. Big O, I want the girls to know. Big Five is where I reside. We walked in the door and went to the bedroom. We acted like a bride and groom. Ooh-wee, the girl was so fine. She blew my mind. She started screaming and hollering all night long. She let me know that I couldn't do no wrong. In the morning, rise and shine, we got up, got dressed, and went outside to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And we rolled off. I took her to a Japanese restaurant, Yoshinoya Beach Bowl. We walked in the door and went to the counter. We ordered our food, and I went and sat down at a table at a booth. The Asian women looked at me and smiled. Then they bowed at me, and I bowed back. Then they bowed at me again, because they knew I was the Mac. Then my friend brought the food to my table and asked me if there's anything else that I wanted. And I said, no, girl, just sit down and eat. But we ate the food, had a good time, and he said, I got to go, because my sister is going to be looking for me. And I said, yeah, that's right. So we got up and walked outside to my Mustang 65, that's my ride, and we rolled out. We went back to Long Beach. I dropped her off on the strand. I kissed her in the mouth and I said I had a good time. She said she did too. We got to do this again real soon. And I rolled off. I rolled into Compton. I was riding through the hood. I went down the street and I saw this beautiful black girl. She was shining like the seal. Ooh-wee, the girl was so fine, she blew my mind. I walked up to her and asked her her name, and she said, I'm Darlene, the Black Queen. And I said, you're right, I want to take you to South Central L.A. So come with me to my Mustang 65, that's my ride. And we rolled on. We got to South Central L.A. The 65 is where I reside. The 5 is where I reside. 6-0, I want the girl to know 65 is where I reside. We walked in the door and went to the bedroom. We got on the bed and we acted like newlyweds. Ooh-wee, the girl was so fine. Blew my mind. She started screaming and hollering all night long. She let me know that I couldn't do no wrong. In the morning, rise and shine, we got up, got dressed, and went outside to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And we rolled off. I took her back to Compton, driving through the hood. I took her to the street, and I dropped her off, kissed her in the mouth, and I said I had a good time. She said she did too. We got to do this again real soon. And I rolled off. I went to Manhattan Beach. I was walking on the strand. I saw this beautiful white girl sun tanning in the sand. She had long blonde hair and her skin was white as snow. So I walked to her and asked her what she did. And she said she did hair and she taught school. I said, ooh-wee, me too. I want to take you to South Central L.A. So come with me to my Mustang 65, that's my ride. And we rolled on. Took her to South Central L.A. The 65 is where I reside. 65 is where I reside. 6-0, I want the girl to know 65 is where I reside. So we walked in the door and she laid on the floor. And we started humping like I never humped before. Ooh-wee, the girl was so fine. Her blonde hair was waving all around all the time. She screamed and hollered all night long. She let me know that I could do no wrong. In the morning, rise and shine. We got up, got dressed, and went outside to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And we rolled on. I took her back to Manhattan Beach. I dropped her off on the strand. I kissed her in the mouth and I said I had a good time. I had a good time. She said she did too. I wanted We got to do this again real soon. And I rolled off. I went back to South Central LA to 65. That's where I reside. 65 is where I reside. Still, so I want the girls to know 65 is where I reside. I walked in the door with a big smile on my face. I had a good time this weekend in the place. I had a good time this weekend in this place. 65 is where I reside. I'm D-Money, the pimp counter. If you don't know, you better ask somebody. I'm D-Money, the pimp counter. I rock and roll with a whole lot of soul. I'm D-Money, the pimp counter. If you don't know, now you know.
I'm Gregory Gerard, the teacher from the street. I want to talk about when I was a teacher in Compton Unified School District. So I was a chaperone at the high school prom, and I left the prom with the kids to go to the after prom. And we went to the IHOP for breakfast until like 9 o'clock in the morning. So when I left the after prom, I didn't go home. I went to my neighborhood apartment complex where my friends lived in the complex, and I went to the pool, and I hung out at the pool. So I was at the pool drinking my alcohol.
I was hitting that weed and it was good.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2024. So welcome, everybody, to Tuesday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I got a couple of jokes to share with you. There were three animals that went into a restaurant, and they sat down at a table, and the waitress came over and asked if she could take their order. And the lion said, "I'll have a chocolate shake." And the waitress wrote down one chocolate shake. And then she went to the duck. And the duck said, "I'll have a bologna and cheese sandwich." And the waitress wrote it down, one bologna and cheese sandwich. And then she went to the chicken and said, "What would you like?" And the chicken said, "I'll have a grilled cheese sandwich." And she said, "Okay, one grilled cheese sandwich." And then she went back to the lion, and she said, "Are you sure you don't want to get something to eat?" And the chicken said, "Hey, lady, stay in your lane. If he was hungry, do you think we would be here right now? Come on now." I'm G Money, and I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. There was a man that was walking around the city of New York, and he was looking in all the store windows as he was walking up and down downtown New York. And he walked into a restaurant and sat down at the table. And the waitress came over and said, "Can I take your order?" And he said, "Yes, I'll have a bowl of soup." And the waitress said, "Okay, one bowl of soup. Is there anything else?" He said, "No, that's it. Thank you." And she said, "All right." And she took his menu from him and walked into the kitchen. And 5 minutes later, she came back with a big bowl of soup and sat it on the table in front of him and said, "Sir, enjoy your meal." And he said, "Thank you." And she walked up, and he was looking around, and he said, waitress, "I need your help. I have a problem." And she came back, and she said, "Why? What's wrong, sir? What's your problem?" He said, "Taste the soup." And she said, "Why, is it too hot?" And he said, "No, taste the soup." And she said, "Why, is it too cold?" And he said, "No, taste the soup." And she said, "It doesn't have enough vegetables in it." And he said, "No, but taste the soup." And she said, "It doesn't have enough meat in it." And he said, "No, taste the soup." And she was like, what's wrong? And he said, "Taste the soup, please." And she said, okay. And she looked around and she said, "Where's your spoon?" And he said, "That be the problem. You didn't give me a spoon to eat my soup with." Woo, I'm G Money. I'm so funny, I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. You know, I had a friend, and she had like 12 strands of hair on her head, and she put grease on her hair, and she combed her hair to the side, and she called her hairstyle dippity-doo. And I told her it'll dip, but it won't do. Woo! Why did the homeless turtle cross the road? Do you know? Do you know? B because he wanted to prove to the armadillo that it could be done. No, really, he was going to the Shell station. Woo! You know, there were two flies flying around, and they landed on a piece of boo-boo, and one fly lifted his leg up and farted real loud. And the other fly said, "Hey, man, come on, give me a break. I'm eating here." Woo! There was a snail that walked into a car dealership, and he ordered a Camaro. He wanted a red Camaro, and he told the dealer that he wanted a big white racing stripe painted down the center of the car, from the tail, the trunk at the back of the car, all the way down the front of the hood of the car. And when you get to the doors, I want you to paint a giant S on the passenger door, and I wanted a giant S painted on the driver's door. And the salesman said, "Okay, we can do that. I can order the car, but it's going to take a little longer to have it specially detailed like that for you, with your white stripe painted down the center of the car and a big S on your doors." So just for my information, why do you want a giant S painted on your doors? And the snail said, "Well, when I'm driving this fancy Camaro down the street, I want everybody to see it and say, 'Wow, look at that S car go.'" Look at the S car go. Woo! S car go. Woo! Yep. And there was a painter that was hanging some paintings in the art gallery. And he went to the art gallery one day, and he was walking around looking at his paintings. And he saw the manager of the art gallery. And he walked up to him and asked him if anybody had asked about any of his paintings. And the manager of the art gallery said, "Well, as a matter of fact, somebody did ask about your painting." And the artist got excited. He said, "What did they ask about the painting?" And he said, "Well, they asked, if the artist dies, will the paintings go up in value?" And the artist said, "Yeah, and what'd you tell him?" And the manager said, "I told him, of course they will. They will double, if not triple in value." And the artist was excited. He was like, "Okay." And then the manager said, "And the man bought 5 or 6 of the paintings." And the artist was excited. He said, "He bought 5 or 6 of my paintings? Oh, that's great. Oh, I'm excited. I'm happy about that. Can you tell me who the man was?" And the manager said, "No, he didn't tell us his name, but he did say one thing about him, that he was your doctor." Woo! I'm G Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. You know, they had a man that got arrested for feeding the pigeons in the zoo. Do you know why he got arrested? You don't know? You don't know? Well, he got arrested for feeding the pigeons to the lions. Woo! He got arrested for feeding the birds at the zoo, but he was feeding the pigeons to the lions. Woo! All right. Well, now it's time for me to share a story that I wrote for the listening audience. So sit back, put your feet up, put your head back, and relax as I give you a interesting story to listen to, something that'll be entertaining, educational, and inspirational. So sit back, get something to drink and something to snack on while you're listening to my story, as it will be an entertaining story. So DJ Papa D, do you have the story that I recorded for the listening audience? Let's play it now. Grade about 1972, I was walking the neighborhood with my four friends. Was Warren, who was in the eighth grade at St. Eugene's Catholic Elementary School, and with Ricky Holloway, who was at Horace Mann Junior High School, public school, and his little brother, Bernard, who was in elementary school. He was in the sixth grade in elementary school. And we were walking the neighborhood, and we were just talking about girls. And Ricky was telling us some stories about some of the girls at his public junior high school. Now, me and Warren both went to Catholic elementary schools, so we didn't have the freedom to run behind buildings and to kiss girls in the classroom and stuff like that. It wasn't anything going on like that in our school, but in the public schools, Ricky was telling us stories, and he was especially talking to his little brother about stories that went on in his junior high school. He said girls were going behind the bungalow, and they were doing the hoochie-coochie behind the bungalows. And the girls were going into empty classrooms and kissing and hugging on boys. And girls were going across the street to their houses if their parents weren't home. And they were going and spending the day with boys at their house. And boys were taking girls across the street to their house. And everybody was messing around. And Bernard was excited. He was like, he was in the sixth grade. He said he can't wait to get to junior high school. Boy, he's going to have a lot of girlfriends. And me and Warren were looking at each other. And I don't know how many girlfriends Warren had, because Warren was light-skinned. And he had a big curly afro, but Ricky was light skinned, and he had a curly afro. But me and Bernard, we were chocolate. We were black boys. And I didn't have a lot of girlfriends. I had a lot of friends, a lot of girls that liked me, but I didn't have no girlfriends. Everybody wanted to be like my sister. Well, they wanted me to be their brother. They didn't want to have no relationships with me. So that's how I grew up in the early 70s. That's how it was. So if you were dark, you didn't get no love. And I found out that they were having a lot of relations in the public schools. So that's what Ricky was telling his brother. And when his brother said, oh, when I get to the seventh grade, I'm going to be in junior high school. I'm going to have girlfriends. I'm going to have a lot of girlfriends. And he really thought he was going to have a lot of girlfriends. And
I didn't want to bust his bubble and tell him that you were going to get called little black boy, that you were going to be a chocolate drop, that people weren't going to love you and respect you because you're dark. And black was not the color to be. It was like you were last on the barrel. You know, all the light-skinned guys and girls got picked first, and then the chocolate guys got the last pick. We were the last ones that people made, they dated. So Bernard was excited about going to junior high school. And the next year, when he got to seventh grade, he went to school, and he was trying to be a playboy. He was going to school, and he come home, and all the kids at his school, all the light-skinned guys, had big afros. They had started wearing the afros in the 70s, and I think that's when the Jackson 5 came out. Everybody on the Jacksons, it was all black males, but they all had big afros, and that's what made them real popular. Plus, they could sing, and they could play instruments. That made them really popular. So the big afros became the look for everybody. Everybody wanted to have a big afro. And in the Olympics, the 72 Olympics, they had the guys that were winning in the races in the track, and all of them had big afros. And they stood up on the podium in the first, second, and third place podium, and they had their fists in the air. They had black leather gloves on with their fists in the air, and they all had big afros. And Angela Davis was a professor at UCLA, and she was involved in the civil rights movement. They were trying to get Martin Luther King's birthday a national holiday. So she was speaking all across the country on behalf of Martin Luther King. And Angela had a big afro, and that's what she was known for, having this big afro. So we were trying to get our afros together, and all the dark guys had short hair, but they had little BBs in their hair. Their hair didn't have big curly locks. They had little BBs. And so what we started doing was we started having people braid our hair. I know I went to my mother, and I told her, Mama, I want you to braid my hair. And my mother braided my hair. She put twigs in my hair, and they called them plaits. And that's what my mother did. And my mother told me my hair was kind of hard for her to braid because my hair was kind of short because I used to get haircuts a lot. My daddy always cut my hair, and we used to brush my hair. My hair was so nappy that I couldn't even comb it with a comb. I had to brush it with a brush. And then we would pat it down to make it look all smooth and round. We would pat the knots down, the little tiny curls. They look like little nuts, little, I don't know, but you would pat your hair down to get it to be nice and smooth and round. So now everybody was trying to get their hair braided. And Bernard hadn't had a haircut in a long time, so his hair was kind of long, but he would pat it down to make it nice and round. And he had his mother braid his hair. And he went from having a half-inch afro to having a 3-inch puff afro. I mean, he came out And his hair was in a big afro. And everybody was shocked. We were like, wow, look at your hair, dude. And he just thought he was the shit after that. He just knew he was fine. And the girls liked him. They thought he had good hair because he had braided his hair up and combed it out. And he had a big puff 3-inch afro. And girls were really liking that. So I was trying to get my hair braided all of the time so that my hair would be big and stand out too. And in fact, when I couldn't get it braided, I would take a hot comb to my hair and I would hot comb, I would press my hair and make it as straight as possible, and then I would comb it into a natural, a afro, and my hair would be long. It looked a lot longer than it did when it just regularly had them little tiny curls in my hair. Now I had big curls. My hair was almost straight, but I had big curls in my hair, and my afro stood out, and I was like, yeah, now I got a big afro, and girls would think I'm cute. And that was the way that I started getting girls.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Thank you. This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to invite everybody around the world to tell everybody about the radio show. Because I do sports and news, I play music in the air, I tell jokes to the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I got enough material to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. I'm Las Vegas, the entertainment promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. But you can find me if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard to find my radio show. It's really not hard. You can find me if you pull up 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we're broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And I want to tell everybody around the world, we need your financial support. So go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. That's THEPIMPCOMIC. And we appreciate your financial contributions to the project. Thank you.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
You, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2024. So welcome, everybody, to Tuesday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, real quick, I'd like to make an announcement. All wannabe comedians and everybody that thinks they know jokes and think they're funny, I want you to call in to the radio show from now on when we do the second half of our radio show. We're going to open it up to all the comedians that want to get on the show and tell a joke or tell a story about something that happened in their lifetime. So I'm putting the word out that I'm looking for all of the comedians, all the wannabe funny people to call into the radio show. Call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And if you think you're funny, call all into the show and let's see what you got to show. All right, so call all in and we'll put you live on the radio so you can tell your jokes or you can tell your funny story for the listening audience. All right, well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. So, welcome to Tuesday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Stories. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I got a joke for you. There was a man riding a horse across the county, and he was going to a country town city. And on his way, he crossed the desert plains, and his horse stepped in a hole and broke his leg. So the man had to get off the horse and had to take his saddle off the horse, and he had to shoot his horse. And then he buried the horse in the desert, and he had to carry his saddle plus his backpack all the way across the desert plains. While he was walking toward the city he was going to, and he walked up on a ranch, and he was walking around the ranch, and he was looking for the owner of the ranch so he could see if he could buy a horse from the owner. And he walked off through the ranch, and he found the rancher. And he told him that his horse had died, that he had to bury him. He shot him and he buried him in the desert. And he was wondering if he could buy a horse from the man on the ranch. And the rancher said, well, I only have one horse, but he no look so good. And the cowboy said, well, let me see the horse and let me decide if he looks good or not. And the man said, okay, but I just use him to breed
I don't really do anything else with this horse because, again, he doesn't look so good. And the cowboy said, well, let me see the horse. So the rancher took the cowboy to the ranch, and he took him to the stable, and he showed him the horse. And the cowboy walked in and looked the horse over pretty good. And he said, well, this horse doesn't look bad. He looks okay. Okay, I want to buy the horse from him. And the man said, really? You want to buy this horse? And the rancher said, you really want to buy this horse? And the cowboy said, yeah, I need a horse, and he looks like he'll do. I'm just going to ride him into town, and I hope to, trade him or sell him when I get to town. So the rancher said, okay, I'll sell him the horse to you. And the cowboy said, yeah, just brush him real good and then put my saddle on him and I'll ride him out for the ranch. And the rancher said, okay. And the cowboy said, so how much do you want for your horse? Do you want $2,000 for your horse? And the rancher said, oh, no, that's too much money. And the cowboy said, what, do you want $1,000 for the horse? And the rancher said, oh, no, that's too much money. And then the cowboy said, well, do you want $500 for the horse? And the rancher said, oh, no, that's too much money for this horse. And then the cowboy said, what, you want $250 for the horse? And the rancher said, no, no, that's way too much money. And then the cowboy said, what, do you want $100 for the horse? And the man said, oh, that's too much money for this horse. And so the cowboy said, what, do you want $50 for the horse? And the rancher said, yeah, that's about right. I'll take $50 for this horse. And so the cowboy broke out, took out his wallet, and pulled out $50 and paid the rancher. And then he climbed on the horse, and the rancher said, remember, I'm telling you, that horse no look so good. And the cowboy's looking at him and said, well, he's been brushed, and he's been cleaned up. He really looks good now, so he looks fine. And he started riding the horse off of the ranch. And when he got to the fence, the horse ran right into the fence and threw the cowboy off of the horse. And the cowboy was like, oh, that's why he didn't want to sell me the horse, because the horse is blind. Oh, well, I'm going to take this horse back to the rancher, and I'm going to get my money back because he sold me a blind horse. And he walked the horse back to the stable, and he saw the rancher, and he said, I want my money back. You sold me a blind horse. And the rancher said, no, I didn't. I told you that horse no look so good. Woo! I'm G Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. And there was a little boy that went into a pet store, and he saw the salesman in the pet store. And he asked the salesman if they sell sharks in the pet store. And the salesman said, no, we don't sell sharks. You have to go to a fish aquarium to buy sharks. And the boy said, oh, okay. And then the salesman said, why would you want to buy a shark? And the little boy said, well, I want to put it in my fish tank to teach my cat a lesson. Woo! I'm G Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. And there were three women that were put in front of a firing squad.
one was a redhead, one was a brunette, and one was a blonde. And the sergeant in front of the firing squad put the redhead in front of the wall and lined up his firing squad soldiers. And he asked the lady if she had any last words. And she said, nope, just let's get this over with. And the sergeant said, all right, ready, aim. And the lady said, hurricane, hurricane, hurricane. And everybody scattered and ran for cover. And the lady got away. And then the sergeant organized his soldiers again and put them in front of the firing squad, put them in front of the wall, and took the redhead and sat her in front of the wall and asked her if she had any last words. And she said, no, I don't have any last words. So the sergeant said, ready, aim. And the lady said, tornado, tornado, tornado. And everybody ran for cover, and she escaped. And then the sergeant got his soldiers together again and lined them up in front of the firing squad. And he put the blonde-haired lady in front of the firing squad, and he asked her if she had any last words. And she said, no, just give me a blindfold so I won't see it coming. And the sergeant put a blindfold in front of her eyes and tied it to the back of her head and said, are you ready? Do you have any last words? And she said, no, let's just get this over with. And she's thinking that she saw her two friends say something that got them to escape. So she's ready now. She got her little comments that she's going to make, and she's going to run off and get away. So the sergeant said, ready, aim. And she hollered, fire, fire, fire. Woo! I'm G Money. I'm so funny. I've moved the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. And there was a boy in his bed, and he was oversleeping, and his mother walked upstairs and said, rise and shine, sleepyhead. It's time for you to get out of bed. It's time for you to get up and get dressed, you know, so you won't be late to school, don't you know? And he said, Mom, I don't want to go to school. The kids talk about me, and the teachers don't like me. I don't want to go to school. And the mother said, well, you got to get up and go to school. And he said, Mama, just let me sleep for 15 more minutes, and then I'll get up and I'll get dressed and I'll get ready for school. And his mother said, okay. I'm going to set your snooze alarm for 15 minutes. And when the alarm goes off, then I'm going to come up the stairs and I'm going to wake you up. And I'm going to get you to get up and get ready to go to school so you're not late. So he said, yeah, 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 yeah. And he went back to sleep. And 15 minutes later, his alarm went off. And his mother was coming up, and she said, rise and shine, sleepyhead. It's time for you to get up and get out of bed. It's time for you to get dressed, you know, because you got to go to school, and you don't want to be late, you know. So he said, Mama, I don't want to go to school. The teachers don't like me, and the kids talk about me. I don't want to go to school. And the mother said, well, I don't know why you don't want to go to school, but you really need to get up and get dressed and get ready for school. And he said, Mama, just let me sleep 15 more minutes, and then I'll get up and get dressed, and I'll go to school. And his mother said, all right, I'm going to set the alarm for 15 minutes. And when that alarm goes off, I'm coming back up in your room, and I'm going to get you up, and get you dressed to go to school. And he said, yeah. And he went back to sleep. And 15 minutes later, his alarm went off. And his mother came up the staircase saying, "Rise and shine, sleepyhead. It's time for you to get up and get out of bed. It's time for you to get dressed, you know, because you got to go to school and you don't want to be late. So get up." And he said, "Mama, I don't want to go to school." His mother said, "I don't care if you don't want to go to school. I don't care if the kids don't like you, if the teachers talk about you. You need to get up and go to school because that's your job. You're the principal." Woo! I'm G-Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. Woo-wee! Last joke for the morning or for the afternoon session of the radio show. There was a girl on the bus, and she was reading the Bible. And a man asked her, "Do you really believe in all the stuff that goes on in that Bible?" And the girl said, "Yes, it's the word of God, and I believe it with all my heart." And the man said, "Really? You believe that story about that giant whale that ate that man and then swam up to a land and spit him out on shore? You believe that really happened?" She said, "Yes, it's in the Bible. I believe it to be the truth, the gospel." And he said, "Oh, and you believe that God talked to this man and told him to build the ark and then put two of every animal on the ark. And he loaded the ark up, and it was a giant flood, and everybody on the world died. Do you believe that really happened?" And she said, "Yes, sir, I believe it's gospel. It's written right here in the Bible." And he said, "Oh, Dell." He said, how did Noah feed all of those lions on his boat?" And she said, "He fed him with the death of all of the sinners that were drowned in the water." Woo! I'm G Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. But the man looked at the girl and said, "You believe all of those stories that you read in the Bible?" And she said, "Sir, let me ask you a question. Why do deers boo-boo in drops?" And the man said, "I don't know." And she said, "Why do donkeys boo-boo in pies?" And she said, "I don't know." And then he said, "Why do dogs boo-boo in piles of boo-boo?" And the man said, "I don't know." And she said, "Well, it's obvious you don't know shit about shit." Woo! I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and if you don't know, now you know. All right. Well, let me check with my timekeeper to see what the clock on the wall says, because I think it's about time for me to shut it down. And we're going to be off tomorrow because it's Wednesday. But we'll be back on the air on Thursday again. So, DJ, what time is it?
4:07.
4:07?
Yes.
Is it really? Just 4 o'clock? Okay. All right. Well, let's sing a song. DJ, Papa D, how about playing my favorite song? I'm a comedian from L.A. with the devil in the hole.
My sugar.
369? Yeah. I just looked so high. I only had. I ate some chips, but that's all I ate. And then I ate my lunch.
Yeah. Did you eat something when you went on your appointment or
no? No, I didn't eat anything at the appointment. They did the MRI.
Yeah.
So they stripped me down and put some paper underwear on me. And put a paper gown on me. And put me inside this tube. I laid there for 15 minutes listening to Tupac. Mhm. He told me I could listen to whatever I wanted, and I said, "Well, I want to listen to Tupac." And he said, "Okay," and he put some Tupac on.
So, real quick,
up,
or are you?
No, I'm gonna finish it and give it to you, so right, you
so
can carry it in.
Second then.
But my sugar was 300?
Yeah. You were like, not even a hot dog. I didn't pick you for lunch, and I didn't give you insulin. But you're not even that high when you come back to the blind center. That's what I'm saying.
I didn't go to the blind
center. I know. That's what I'm saying. Your sugar's never that high even when you go.
Oh. All
righty.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, love.
Yep, hasta la vista. All right, DJ. What's up with the radio show? We got too much dead air. So, let's play a song. Or do I want to sing a song? How about the Mac is back? I'm G Money and they say I'm back. I'm back in the hood, cause I'm the Mac. My hair is long and my skin is black. I drink champagne, but I don't smoke crack. I'm J Money. I'm smooth as silk. I eat cereal with cold milk. That's Papa G. Some call him Bill. His picture's on my window sill. I go to church in my room. She's the bride and I'm the groom. I work out right on Zoom. I'm getting buff. Playing Doom. Look at my arms. They're hard as hell. I work out. Can't you tell? Pimp all day and ring the bell. I'm in my room. What's that smell? I'm G Money. Come on, y'all. Standing up and walking tall. Buff all day and ready to ball. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. With my boys in the mall. Marky D and Big Head Paul making moves and standing tall, making hella money, y'all. Shooting hoops in the park behind my back, hitting the so they don't bark. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray, dear Lord, my soul to keep. And if I die before I wake, I pray, dear Lord, my soul you take. Tell my girl no time to sleep, 'cause I'm Jim Money and I'm coming home and going deep. I'm Jim Money and I get down. I'm doing my thing all around the town. I get up and I get down. I'm the king and I'll wear the crown. I'm Jim Money. I'm the man. I got girls all across the land. I'm on a mission. I got a plan. Facebook Live and on the fan. Tell my girls no time to sleep, 'cause I'm Jim Money and I'm coming home and going deep. I'm Jim Money. I'm the man. I got girls all across the land. I'm on a mission. I got a plan. Facebook Live and OnlyFans. I'm Jim Money. Yeah, that's right. I lost my money. I lost my sight. I lost my house. But that's all right. I still got the Lord. I'm still in the fight. I'm Jim Money. I'm here to say, I rap on the microphone like back in the day. I came to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now, 6-5 all day. 6-5 is where I reside, west side. South Central L.A., Carson, Compton, Salisbury, Redondo Beach, and Playa del Rey, Paramount, and Downey, and Southgate, Inglewood, and Hollywood are up to no good. Little White and Long Beach are trying to get in the game, but I'm Jim Money and I'm claiming the fame. 65 is where I reside. 60, I want the girls to know. 65 is where I reside. Yeah, do it, G Money, get down, boy, yeah, singing for the listening audience, 'cause I'm G Money and I move the crowd. I'm so funny and I sing so well, I make them sing out loud. Ooh-wee, 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 ooh-wee. Ooh-wee, ooh-wee. All right. DJ Papa D, what's the time, timekeeper?
It's 4:18.
All right. Well, play my song, I'm a comedian from L.A. with the devil in the hole. Oh, yeah.
When you walk through the garden, you gotta watch your back. Well, I beg your pardon, walk the straight and narrow track. If you walk with Jesus, he's gonna save your soul. You gotta keep the devil way down in the hole. He's got the fire and the fury at his command. Well, you don't have to worry if you hold on to Jesus' hand. We'll all be safe from Satan when the thunder rolls. We just gotta keep the devil way down in the hole.
I'm a comedian from L.A. I work from Diego to the Bay. I tell jokes about animals and women with no hair.
Come on now.
I taught school in Compton. They said the kids were dumb. I beg to differ, 'cause I taught them one-on-one. I taught Anthony Anderson and Deshaun Prince, just to name a few. I taught Venus and Serena Williams, and they did what they had to do.
Come on now.
They became bright stars, brighter than the sun. They put Compton on the map, and they did it one by one. Well, I moved from L.A. to Las Vegas in about 2000 or so. I wanted to try my luck on a Vegas stage show.
Come on now.
So I met Aretha Franklin. She was the queen of soul. And she asked me to open up her stage show.
Come on now.
So I opened the show, and it went all right. And I did it real big. And then I met Gladys Knight. Well, I opened her show, and I stood real tall. And then I went to the convention center, and I opened the Pimpin' Players Ball. Snoop Dogg was the special guest star. He gave me some weed. We put it in the air. We smoked it all around like we just didn't care. Then I went to the casino, and I was drinking at the bar, and I met Flavor Flav, and he was talking about he was a star.
Come on now.
And then I met Too Short, and he was having fun. And then I went to the party with Iron Mike Tyson.
Come on.
Now I'm in Vegas, and I'm on the radio, and I'm broadcasting live around the world, don't you know?
Come on now.
You can hear me on the radio if you pull up Gregory Girard to find my radio show. It's definitely not hard. I talk about news and sports, and I play music on the air. I tell jokes for your listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I have enough to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show, because I'm G-Money, Las Vegas promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. I'm G Money, and I move the crowd, and I'm so funny, I make them laugh out loud.
Come on now.
So I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I move the crowd, I make them laugh out loud. I'm G Money. I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and if you didn't know, now you know. And if you didn't know, ask somebody. And when I was in college, they called me Serious Business, and I was the stepmaster for our step team. And when the showtime showed up, we were ready. And we came out on the yard, and we started stepping, and everybody was like, whoa, look at them throw down. And we got to our second to the last step, and somebody hollered out of the crowd. They said, get down, insane. And I put a couple of extra steps in there, and I forgot the stutter step. So I threw all of my brothers off. Everybody was doing something different, and we all got confused. And the people in the audience started saying, you should practice at home.
A toast to the booty, we'll dance to that.
For how else can you capture a boogie if you don't attack from the back?
To the rear, march.
My name is the one, some people call me the bone. My name is
people call me the funk.
Oh. And when I find a bacon booty, I move. Jam in my leg, and I'm ready to spread.
All around the world for the fun. We don't come in, we just butt in. So baby, may I have it back?
Here's a toast to the boogie. We'll come to that. And up.
Prepare to meet your end, Starchild. For
Yeah, so me and Bernard have started getting our hair braided, and the girls really liked us because we started having big afros. Kind of like the Jackson 5, you know, they made the movement. Not only were they doing music and everybody liked their music, they set the style for big afros because they were young black males and all of them had big afros. And I think that's what made them real popular. Plus, they started, somebody came out with Jerry curls where you could put a perm in your hair and then you could work it through your hair and then you would have a perm and it would keep your hair nice and long instead of having to braid it up. It would have a perm in your hair so the hair would be nice and long. So you could comb it out in an afro and you'd have a big afro. It would be big curls in your hair. And that's what they called the Jerry curl. And then somebody came out with the California curl. Now, I don't know if it was just in California, but they came out with a curl they called the California curl. And everybody in California was putting California curl in their hair. And they were getting big afros everywhere I went. I saw big afros everywhere. It was amazing. It was just beautiful. All these black people had big curly afros. And even the dark-skinned guys had big afros, which made them look good to all of the girls. All of the women started saying, hey, this black guy is nice looking. He got a big afro. Which all they needed was a big afro to make them look good. Because girls weren't really picky about what your facial features look like. As long as you didn't have a bunch of acne on your face, then girls thought you were cute. And if you had a lot of hair, oh, they really loved you. Because then they wanted to play in your hair all the time. Can I braid your hair? Can I braid your hair? Can I plait your hair? And that's when all of the different braid styles came out. Girls started braiding short hair in just little twigs that stuck up on your hair all over the place. And then they started braiding French braids where they braided your hair to your head all the way down and all the way down and around the sides. And they called that French braid. And just like Coolio, now he had braids sticking up all over his head. And when I first saw him, I was like, wow, that dude looks really weird. But I didn't know who he was. I just thought he looked funny. And I was like, wow, he really walking around like that. Most people didn't walk around with the braids sticking straight up on their head. That was wild looking. It made you look really crazy. But that was Coolio's style. And Coolio became famous because of his hairstyle. And that's Coolio. That's how he wears his hair. But I know me and Bernard, we started going to clubs and Bernard was getting his hair braided all the time. So his afro was just getting bigger and bigger, and he just thought he was cute. He would walk into clubs, and we'd go into parties, and I'd go straight to the bar. And he'd walk in and walk straight over to a bunch of girls and start talking to them. And then he'd come over to me and say, hey, I got three phone numbers. And he'd throw the phone numbers on the bar next to me. And I'd be like, wow, you got phone numbers already? And he's like, yeah, I just went over there and started talking to the girls. And they gave me their phone numbers. I said, nobody called you Blackie? He said, no, they don't call me Blackie. And I'm like, wow, why don't they call you Blackie? You're black like me.
They call me Blackie all over the place. But I don't know. Maybe some people thought that was cute for them to call me Blackie. Black Gregory. I didn't like that. But when I went to high school, they called me Black Magic. So that was kind of something I got used to. And when I went to the 12th grade, I changed it from Black Magic to Blue Magic. And some people said I was so black, I was blue. But that was okay. I liked being Blue Magic because our school colors were blue and red. So I was Blue Magic. I was the magic man on our sports team, my baseball team, my football team. I was Blue Magic. And that's what I put on my Letterman's jacket, that I was Blue Magic. And all of my writing on my jacket made me look like an all-star. I loved my high school jacket. I wish I hadn't left it at somebody's house. But anyway, you can keep my trophies. They're old. I had 65 trophies. I was the highest trophy gainer in my house until my baby brother came home with like 75 trophies. So I think he ended up getting more trophies than I did. But, you know, we had all of these different sports going on in my house. But all of my brothers had nappy hair. So we just did the best we could. My mama was like, I can't keep braiding your hair because you guys don't have hair like girls. You guys got boys' hair. And I don't have any girls. So I can't keep braiding your hair. And we understood, so we pressed our hair to make it long. And we put perms in our hair to make it straighter and made it stand up. So anyway, it sounds like it's time for another commercial break. So Donald, play a song and then drop the spot.
Family affair. I'm hanging with the homies that we
go everywhere. They say I'm so fly, they call me Sasquatch Bear. Girls in my neighborhood, Prince braid my hair. I'm eating money and I'm swinging on a swing. Like a gangster on the run, I'm like a street king. I'm eating money and I want the world to know I'm an OG gangster with the old school flow. 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 I'm getting money and I want the world to know I'm a straight OG, the old school flow. Old school flow. Old school flow. I'm getting money and I'm here to say I rap on the microphone like back in the day. Came to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now. 6-5 all day. I'm G Money, the pimp come. And if you didn't know, now you know. Now that you know, go and tell somebody. Heard me?
You got the chill, chill. To the size of a PMP, but you should keep quiet while the MC rap. But if you're tired, then go take a nap. Take a nap. Stay awake and watch the show I tape, because right now I'm about to shake and bang. D-E-R-C-K is my name, my spell. Sing to the clientele, yo, I rock well. I'm not an MC, we talking all that junk about who can be who. Sound like a punk. I just get down and I go for my say check 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2,
Destroy and employ when you're rising our boy. Never sweating your girl, why pay? But she's a sweet choice. When I'm on the scene, I only drop the spot. I grab the deal with the crown and top in the beginning. I like to let my rhymes flow, and at 12 I press cruise control. Sit back and relax, let my rhymes pack. Maintain a breeze while I double the max. Always calm under pressure, no need to act ill. Listen when I tell you, boy, you got some shit up. Computer information on rap. I the BRD my bitches that make your toes snap. I format the rhyme step by step, make them sound deaf to maintain my rep. Prepare to come off in case of a diss. Not worry about a thing, cause we can choose. I can turn up the yard just by standing still. Make a lady scream and shout while the brothers I kill. Take total control of your body and soul. Pack a nine in my pants when I pound the wall. I'm the P-double-E-M-D-E-E. And one thing I hate is the bite in the speed. When I enter the party, suckers always form a line. Then they ease their way up and try to bite my lines. I did thousands of shows. This many faces, they do it in jacks on the one-to-one basis. But every now and then a sucker empty gets courageous. And like an epidemic, it becomes contagious. But never the least, they all R.I.P. Fall is underwear, means rest in peace, cause indeed. Stands for microphone doctor in the capital P. Capital M, capital D, E, E. No doubt, Chief Rocker. Don't like to get ill, but if I have to, I kill. So believe me, boy, you got the chill. Every word I'm saying, no one's no delaying. Don't hesitate to motivate the crowd. I'm not playing, I'm praying, I'm believing. You catch my drift? Don't try to answer out because I'm just too swift.
How swift?
I'm so swift, and that's a natural fact. I'm like Zorro. I'm up here in your back. I don't swing on the ropes or no iron cord. The only weapon is my rapping sword.
Intimidating scenes with the tone of my vocal throne. When I'm pitching on the microphone, because I'm the funky rhyme maker. And the undertaker, the one that likes to max relax. And when it's time, it's your dig and smack. I keep the hands clapping, fingers snapping, feet tapping. When it's time to roll, Uzi patrols, PMP, the mic's my only friend. And through the course of the party, I kill again and again. So if you're thinking about battling, you better come prepared. Come with your shield and your arm again. You got some shit.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready. Get your credit cards ready. And order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
This is Las Vegas and everybody around the world. This is Gene Money, the Pimp Comic, and the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for me to shut it down and get out the air chair and go somewhere, because I got people to see and places to go, don't you know? But before I get out of here, I want to recognize all of the fan club members and the followers and the friends of the radio show that have been following the radio show. And I want to celebrate their birthdays today. So DJ Papa D, play the birthday song. And let's give a shout out to everybody that's celebrating their birthdays today.
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
All right, here are the birthdays for today, February 27th, 2024. Happy birthday to Audra Royal Sigma. Happy birthday to Brittany Marie. Happy birthday to Indiana Bama. Happy birthday to Deanne Payne. Happy birthday to Leo Johnson. Happy birthday to Phoenix Reborn. Happy birthday to Anthony Henderson. Happy birthday to Christiane Payton. Happy birthday, Quentin Ferris. Happy birthday, Mariah Bowens. Happy birthday, Blue Justice. Happy birthday, Monty Crowley. Happy birthday, Cheryl L. Alston. Happy birthday to Kim Thornton. Happy birthday to Tia Bourgeois. And last but not least, happy birthday to Mr. Derek Washington. That's it. So I want to wish everyone a happy birthday who's celebrating their birthday today, February 27th, 2024.
Well, all right. Happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today. And we're out of the month of Aquarius, and we're starting into the month of Pisces. So happy birthday to all the new Pisces that are friends of mine on the radio show. All right. Well, without further ado, I want to sing a birthday song for you. And it goes like this. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, girl. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, boy. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, girl. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, boy. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. And may you have many, many, many more. Yeah. All right. Well, happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today. And may they have a good day today and a better day tomorrow. And we wish you the best of holidays, because today is your special day. So without further ado, I know God is blessing you with all of your royalties and your gifts that God has blessed you with. And may he bless you with
a good birthday present, a happy birthday celebration with you and your family and your friends around your birthday cake this afternoon and this evening. So without further ado, I want to say, let us pray. I'm talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom, and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together. And we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.